Let's do it.
My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. We've officially dubbed this Adam's theme, so whenever Adam calls now, we got to introduce him with... Wild Thing covers it. The whole tone low voice change thing, that covers it.
No, that's just a cold. That's what he says.
Yeah. I don't know too
that's
many people that have
a week and a half.
A cold for a year and a half, yeah.
Strange that it happens when you're 15, too.
On Wednesday.
Yeah. We're talking DVD format. We're talking your problems, your questions, your issues. We're talking whatever happens to pop up on our screen. Like Rich wants to know, he's got an old compact PC that he'd like to give away, and he wants to know if we can point him to a PC or a charitable organization. Or no, point to a charitable organization that would take this compact 4440 from him.
We can do so much better than that. We can point you to a group of organizations that will do that.
Yes.
First of all, the organization that we like to recommend for this kind of thing is a group called AZ Strut, and it stands for Arizona
Students
Recycling Used Technology.
AZstrut.org is the website.
Right. But rather than try to contact them and get a hold of them and figure out where you got to drive to, we've made it really easy. We've partnered up with them in the Valley, and you can take that device, that old compact PC.
It's a compact Sosario.
To any one of the Phoenix Data Doctors locations. And if you don't know where one's at, go to our website at datadoctors.com. Put in your zip code, and I'm sure you'll find one within a few miles of where you live or where you work.
Since we're at, what, like 20 units now?
Next week it'll be like 22, least. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got lots of them around Phoenix. You can just drive on by, say, hey, Ken and Brandon said I could drop this off here. They'll even give you a little receipt that you can take to
for
take a tax deduction.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that will make its way through the magic of our organization to the hands of the Arizona Students Recycling Use Technology, where they'll figure out, is this thing usable? And if so, they'll fix it up and then give it in turn to somebody who couldn't afford the technology who needs it. And if it isn't usable because it's just really old or it's broken or they can't fix it, it's not worth repairing, they'll then get it into the hands of a group that will take it apart into every small little tiny piece and make sure that the pieces don't end up in the landfill, but instead get recycled and turned back into something usable.
Gosh, I feel like tree huggers now.
All this with really a couple-minute drive and walk it in. And our guys will even come out to the car and take it in the store for you because they're nice.
I'm going to go get a hybrid car.
Nice.
I'm feeling it now.
So there you go.
Hey, Grant also chimes in with a new CPU question. He says, I have ants in my pants. And I think if you hang on for Dr. Hart at 2 o'clock, he can help you with that part.
Yeah.
My machine is fine, I guess. A little beaten, but none the worse for wear.
Ants Steve? In my pants?
Yeah. He's antsy.
You know there's a place in France?
Yes. In fact, I think they consider you a genius in France, don't they?
There's a hole in the wall.
Yeah. Steve at Data Doctors at the Pima Pinnacle Peak and Pima location has done great work cleaning it up. Which, by the way, I mean, we hear this all the time. We have a very specific process we use to clean machines up that are just a mess. And you folks that have teenagers in your house, you know what I'm talking about. We see you in our stores all the time. And how many times have we heard, oh, this is better than when it was new. It's like having a new computer. And to that, Grant says, should I get a new one just because?
Should I get a new one just because?
Is there
any better reason to get a new computer?
It's a Dell that I bought in July of 2003. Is it time to drop some bills?
look at Grant getting bad.
Grant, you need to get a girlfriend or something.
Yeah.
It's like, if your computer is working fine, you know what our motto is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And our advice all the time on new computers is... hang on to that technology, ride that horse just as long as you can, because the longer you wait, the more you get. If you can wait another 6 months, you're going to get that much more for your... Huh?
I'm riding the horse.
Ah, nice.
Timing, huh?
I thought you were saying you were hot to trot.
Yeah.
Grant, if you're asking our suggestion, if you're saying you just went through and had it all completely cleaned up by our one of our stores and it's working great, then clearly you should hang on to your money.
Seems like it to me. Wait until that thing isn't doing what you need it to do for you, and then you'll be purchasing for a good reason versus just because.
Or if you just want to drop money so that you feel better, please deposit $100 in the name of
100 something unmarked bills.
All right, let's go back to the phone, shall we?
We can, we shall. We'll start with Tony, who has a Dell, of course, because today is the day of Dells.
Ah, what the Dell. Tony, what's ailing you?
I have 34 infections on my computer, and I don't know how to get rid of them.
Is that all?
I'm calling you.
34 what kind of infections?
You know what you ought to do is get him together with the person that wants to know what a Trojan is.
Right.
Actually, I had that question, too, because I was listening to you last week, and I figured out I was hijacked, and I figured out I have a Trojan.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that is. And another thing I learned last week was I am a cybertard.
Okay.
So, alrighty. Nice.
Hey, listen. The first step in our 12-step program is...
That's right.
You've come to that realization. That's a good thing. Well, Trojans, you've seen the, no doubt, the classic Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
No.
Oh, you are absolutely a cybertard.
I just played the horse hoofs.
Wait a minute. You're a cybertard and a cinematard.
Yes.
Please go out and purchase that. You will thank me.
Okay.
Do you know the legend of the Trojan horse?
No.
Oh my word.
You know anything about Greek mythology at all?
No.
It's not Greek?
It's not Greek?
No, but it's okay.
What is it?
Well, it's a Roman thing, but that's
Roman?
Okay.
Roman? Greek? Roman? What's the
basically
same?
Basically, as a tactic, they created this big wooden horse as a quote-unquote gift to a kingdom, and inside of the horse were hiding a bunch of Roman soldiers, warriors, waited till the middle of the night, jumped out, and did their thing.
Oh.
That is basically what happens with a Trojan in your computer.
Right.
Something snuck in under the auspices of something else, like... Here's a picture of Anna Kournikova.
Why do you say it like that?
Because Anna's so, I don't know.
But I have, I'm looking at I have the infection, the location, the risk type, and the description.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're well informed.
I don't know what that means, but I have that on my screen.
It's like having the wanted poster with the bad guy standing in front of you with a gun.
Exactly.
You know he's the bad guy for sure.
Yeah.
Not only because he has the gun... But because you have the wanted poster.
And now the question is, what do I do now?
Exactly.
Huh?
And I have, of all my sites, it's only on 4 sites. I can't even get to my...
What do you mean, sites?
When I scroll into my... Well, when I hit Internet Explorer,
yes.
I get about colon blank.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Obviously, I don't want that.
Right, you're hijacked.
Right. So sometimes when I scroll down, I can get to my homepage, which is my Yahoo page. Sometimes I can do that. Sometimes it goes straight back.
Okay, well, that has nothing to do with an infection. That's just your browser not doing what you want it to
correct.
Do because
okay.
of
and
the because of the Trojans and the HBO with HBO, right?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And then on my school site, I go to DeBry, and it's the same thing there.
Yeah. Okay. Forget all that.
Okay.
We have to step back from the browser. The browser's not the problem. The browser is being told to do something different than you want it to do.
Right.
That's part of the infection.
Cool.
What told you had an infection? Norton antivirus or what?
Right.
Okay.
I got on spybox search and destroy.com. That's where I'm at right now. And it said I had infections found 34.
All right. So you have spyware infections, not necessarily viral infections.
Okay.
I was asking more than telling.
Oh, okay. Good.
That was a question.
Oh, I don't know. That's
all right.
Okay. Well, that's why we were asking.
You know, he did tell us he was a cybertard.
Okay. We're okay with that. We're okay.
That's a disclaimer right there. Yeah.
Okay. Read my lips.
Okay.
how are you going to do
that?
Wait a second. Tony.
Yes.
We're on the radio. You cannot actually read his lips.
I know.
Dude may know Braille. if you had run Norton antivirus and it said you had these infections, then Norton antivirus would attempt to remove them.
Cool.
If you run a spyware program and they say you have infections, generally, depending upon whether it's a freebie program or one that's trying to get you to buy something.
Okay, yes.
If they say, hey, we found this stuff, and if you want to clean it off, pay us $30.
Yes.
Pass on that.
Yes.
Okay.
That was my question.
You pass.
Went. Exactly.
Do what we've been telling people for the last 2 or 3 years. Go to our website.
Yes.
On the right-hand side, you'll see this fairly large thing that says approved software. Stuff that we recommend you use.
And how do you get to our website is you go to datadoctors.com.
Right. My problem is I can't get onto my email because of this.
You don't need email. You just got to open up your web browser.
On Data Doctors?
Yes.
Datadoctors.com.
Okay.
On the right-hand side, looks like a rubber stamp.
It's
it
like
says
stamp,
approved.
Yeah.
Approved software. Click on that, and you'll see 3 different spyware, adware detection, removal programs, 2 of which are actual programs.
Cool.
They're all free.
Yes.
They're actual programs that you can run. The third one is really a technical tool that it's CW Shredder.
Uh-huh.
If you are very, if you're infected with one of these new breeds of Trojans/Adware/whatever it is, these programs, it may be too late for them to be able to automatically clean you up.
Okay.
So then somebody with a lot of technical knowledge, basically a pseudo brain surgeon, is going to have to use something like CW Shredder to try to get in there and manually remove all the parts and pieces, and it gets ugly.
Okay.
So hopefully the programs that we have posted will at least get you cleaned up.
Excellent.
Then make sure you go to the Windows Update website and update your Windows. You might also consider downloading from Mozilla.org a alternative browser called Firefox. And the reason that that's helpful is it's not as targeted as Internet Explorer is.
Okay.
And so if you do a lot of web surfing, start using Firefox for most of your web surfing.
Okay.
You may still need to use Internet Explorer for like online banking, things like that.
Yeah.
But then a lot of the stuff that's being perpetrated on Internet users, you're bypassing because Firefox is not being targeted nearly as much as Internet Explorer.
Right. No, I understood that.
Huh?
Not yet.
Tony, you're very animated.
He said, ah.
Which is good for us.
I mean, we got through. We've broken through.
Light bulb. How do I not be a cybertard? How do I learn more?
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry to interrupt today's program, but for those of you on the left side of the aircraft, you should have a real good view of a cybertard.
I'm sorry. That was like, breaking news. They had to bust in.
This just in. You know what? It's a process.
No one
ever, I mean, congratulations, you're at DeVry, but that's not enough. nobody ever, you know, dropped out of the womb with this level of understanding of how I, you know, it's a process you go through. You're taking the right steps. You're struggling through.
Yeah.
Every time you get thrown against the wall, you know, and it makes a mark.
Yes.
That's what makes you remember, okay, I'm not going to do that again.
Hey, Tony, Ken did some time at DeVry, too.
Yes, I did.
Hey, what were you in for, Ken?
It was prior to the... It was when Bell and Howell owned it, and it was very early 80s, so it's not even close to what you're going through now.
Hmm. Okay.
In fact, I'm kind of upset that the course of learning you have available to you was nowhere near available for me.
Okay.
It was either... Do you want to... We had two options back then. Do you want to use a solder gun, or do you want to be the guy that tells the guy with the solder gun what to do? Do you want to be a technician or an engineer?
And their computers were really just calculators then.
Yeah.
We had Abacus.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I think I can handle that from here, guys.
All right, man. Good luck.
Thank you very
and,
much.
And obviously continue to listen to the show and subscribe to our newsletters and hopefully...
I have done that. I do that.
Portions of that will help you with your quest for knowledge.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye.
Cybertard Central here on the Computer Corner.
Right. I think Tony got it.
Well, that's good.
He really got it.
I'm tearing up. It was such a beautiful
thing.
Let
me get you
Hey, when we come back, should we do our Geek Speak of the Week and our Download of the Week?
We
and
should.
Some
That's
other
a
things?
Great idea. Yeah.
That'll be the top of the show when we come back. We got lots of show left over an hour. No.
How about
under an hour. 40 minutes.
How about the news segment in our show, the newsletter mea culpa segment?
Yeah, we'll do that too. And we'll also try to talk to Deborah, Jeff, Dan, and Jim when we come back, all right here on the Computer Corner, News Radio 620 KTAR. The X.